Brian, you've got the lineups tonight brought to you by Sunette P. at Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies, and we'll have it right after this second pitch from King. It's a curveball high.
Slatton batting right now, the center fielder batting in the two-hole. Dylan Myers, the third baseman. Cameron Baer will catch and bat third. Batting fourth, Hayden Sloan, the pitcher. Batting fifth is Matthew Markham. He is the left fielder. Batting sixth, Ryan Baxter, the right fielder. Claire Baer, the first baseman, is batting seventh.
Swung on and fouled away, and it's one ball, two strikes.
Batting eighth, Hayden Holt, the shortstop, and Spencer Holt will bat ninth and play second base. That's the starting lineup for the 17 and 18 Columbia Lions.
Jonathan King winds and pitches. That one sails high, and it's two balls, two strikes. Jonathan King, 8-1, and a minuscule ERA of 0.76. That means there's not a one in front of that either, folks, 0.76. 2-2 pitch, swung on, ground ball, second base. Trevor Ball gobbles it up, throws to first in time for out number one. So Slatton is retired.
Stepping to bat for Columbia.
Second baseman to the first baseman, Walker, and it brings up Dylan Myers, the third baseman. You heard Coach Barry Messer on the Prentice Office of Heat and Air Coach's Corner talk a little bit about their bats in this lineup, and Heath Slatton was one of them. This is the number two hitter, Dylan Myers. And the first pitch to him, swung on, swings at the first pitch, fouls it away down the right field line, 0-1. Well, Brian, looking at the weather, a few raindrops here and there, but I don't think anything of major consequence. But,
just a very light little shower right over the Murfreesboro Airport.
Change up, swung on and missed. A little bit of a little difference than we've had over here the last few weeks. Basically no wind much of anything. Here's the pitch. Fastball is high. One ball, two strikes. It's 320 down the left field line, 330 down the right field line, 360 in deadaway center. Takes a pretty mighty poke to get it out of here. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Two away for Mr. King. First strikeout for Jonathan. Defensively for the Warriors, it looks like this. Austin Swayze doing the catching. Taylor Walker's at first. Trevor Ball's over at second. Trevin Ayers at shortstop. Drew Huff at third. Joy Trevathan in left. Ronnie Stevens in center. Thomas Brady's over in right. And the first pitch is ball high to Cameron Baer, the catcher.
R.J. Mullins' jewelry time of the first pitch was 6:56, which is why we had to rush things up a little bit. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Change up in there for a strike. One ball, one strike to the left-hand hitting Cameron Baer. Cleanup hitter Stone would be next, and he's the opposing pitcher tonight. 1-1 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swung and missed. Oh, he had a cut. Kind of got a little breeze blowing with that swing.
Boy, he spun all the way around with that one. Did a good 360 there.
The sign from Swayze, the wind, and the 1-2 pitch from King.
Yeah!
Boy, that just missed. Whoa, that just missed. Crowd thought it was a strike. Count even, two balls, two strikes.
Wind picking up just a tad, blowing in, though.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball, struck him out, and a very nice inning for Jonathan King. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. And we're going to the bottom of the first. No score. It's Riverdale, Columbia. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Little Caesar Man, he dancing like no one can. Little Caesar Man, how low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesars and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Riverdale starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtors and PAG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies. Batting first will be Jonathan King, the pitcher. Thomas Brady will play right and bat second. Batting third, Ronnie Stevens, the center fielder. Batting fourth, Drew Huff, number 77, the third baseman. Taylor Walker will play first and bat fifth. Austin Swayze catching and batting sixth. It's Trevin Ayers at short. He is batting seventh. Joey Trevathan at left, and he is batting in the eighth hole. Batting ninth, Trevor Ball, the second baseman. And that's a look at all of your starting lineups for the 27-10 Riverdale Warriors, brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods.
And Jonathan King will step in here for the Riverdale Warriors.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. John, 7-2. Riverdale just put up a seventh spot in softball on the board.
All right. Good news over there, just across the way. And the first pitch is a ball to Jonathan King. Jonathan hitting 405 on the year. Not bad. He has 10 homers and 33 RBIs. The line and the pitch from Stone. Swung on, fouled away. Looking at Hayden Stone, Brian, and I want you to watch his delivery. It's a little bit unorthodox. He has a little giddy up at the end when right before he comes down with his glove on the stretch. And it is right there. See that little giddy up? Pitches a ball outside. Three balls, one strike. Just a little extra little hump there in his delivery. 3-1. Swung on. And fly ball. It's going to be shallow center, or make that left center, and on comes the left fielder Markham to make the catch for out number one. So King is out for out number one. Hayden Stone has Cameron Bear catching him. Carter Bear is over at first. Spencer Holt at second. Hayden Holt at short. Dylan Myers at third. The outfield left to right. Markham, Slatton, and Baxter. Brings up Thomas Brady. Boy, he's had a good district tournament. Pitch is swung on, a high chopper back to the mound. Stone stumbles a little, throws to first, gets his man by about a half a step. So two quick outs here for the Warriors, and brings up Ronnie Stevens, the center fielder. Ronnie hitting 378, six homers, 26 RBIs.
9-2 now, John. Riverdale has put up, six runs in the inning, and a nice, beautiful rainbow across the way here, John. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful?
That mean,
maybe that's a sign of the times.
That there's some rain somewhere? Pitches outside the ball, 1-0. Wind has picked up a little bit.
It's right over downtown. Probably the pot of gold is at 306 South Church Street.
And it's going to rain like crazy in just a minute. Here's the pitch, swung on, fouled at the plate. One ball, one strike to Ronnie Stevens. Two out. Nobody on here in the Riverdale bottom of the first.
Scoreless at Turner Field. Braves and Reds. 7-2 on their road trip. That's pretty good.
Well, this is the night where they score one run.
Maybe so.
Playing better on the road than they are at home. Swung on and missed with a change. It's one ball, two strikes to Stevens. I expect a pitching duel tonight. Stone winds in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Stevens out on strikes, and so are the Riverdale Warriors. Three up, three down for Hayden Stone. We've completed one. Our score, Riverdale nothing, Columbia nothing.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you to come and see my co-workers, Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, give Jonathan or Becky a call at 893-2273 or stop by. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. First National Mortgage Services, an equal housing lender.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza. Three Murfreesboro locations. Be sure to check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online, and it's 9-2 after four innings. Riverdale leading Shelbyville in softball on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. John.
Jonathan King winds in the first pitch to Hayden Stone is down low, a ball, 1-0. If you just joined us, it was a scoreless first, and actually it took about 6 minutes for that first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on, chopper to short, Ayers plays it, long throw deep in the hole and gets him by a step, and one away here in the second.
Well, what a nice throw there by Trevin.
Kind of lost his footing there just a bit.
Columbia, the left fielder.
That brings up the left fielder, Matthew Markham. So four in a row retired by Jonathan King as Markham steps in here. It's Markham, then Baxter. Swayze with the sign and the wind and the pitch. Swung on. That ball's pretty well hit. Stevens going back, and he's got it right in front of the warning track in deep center field for out number two. Markham gave that a ride, but long, noisy out number two. And that brings up Ryan Baxter, the right fielder.
Well, you hit that one right in the deepest part of the park, John. Pull that one to the left or right, you may have a chance.
King winds and ears the pitch to him. Into the dirt. Goes all the way here to the backstop. And it's 1-0 to Baxter. No score. We're in the top of the second. King wasting very little time in between pitches. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, that one's up. Two balls, no strikes.
You notice Jonathan, too, he has a little hitch in his giddy up there when he delivers.
Here's the pitch. Strike on the inside corner, two balls and a strike.
Whatever works.
That's
sometimes
correct.
Pitching coaches mess it up, don't they?
Yeah, they may want to correct that, but I don't think they're going to do anything with Jonathan.
No.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, a little blooper into left center field. Going to fall in for a base hit. So the first hit of the game belongs to Ryan Baxter.
Now
and the first hit.
The first baseman,
and he's at first base
Carter
with two out.
Bear.
And brings up Carter Bear, the first baseman. A lot of Carter Bear is the first baseman. Then there's,
you got two Bears.
Cameron Bear, the catcher.
And two Holtz. And two Stones, don't we? No, just one Stone.
Just one Stone.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
No stone goes unturned. Runner at first, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, he had a cut. Carter Bear, the first baseman. If he reaches, Hayden Holt would be next. We are scoreless here in the top of the second. Baxter gets his lead from first. King checks the runners, the pitch to the plate. That's a changeup in there for a strike. And he's out in front, 0-2 now, to Bear. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Third strikeout for King. And the inning is over. No runs, one hit. There was one left. We're in the middle of the second. We're moving right along. It's no score, Riverdale, Columbia. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Better read those fast. The inning may be over.
Isn't that the truth?
One ball, no strikes to Drew Huff leading off the bottom of the second. Swing and a bouncer right back the middle. Bounces off Stone. They're going to have a play at first. Then they get him on a nice play over there by Holt. Spencer Holt got a recipient of a bouncer off of the pitcher's leg. And Stone, I think he's all right. Nobody's coming out to check on him. Took a pretty good shot off that leg. That goes 1-4-3 on the put out. That brings up Taylor Walker, the first baseman. Taylor.
Stone had rather it not have gone 1-4-3. Just a 4-3 would have been fine.
There's a line drive right to the shortstop for out number two. Taylor came in batting 328 on the season. One pitch and one out, or two outs.
For Riverdale, the catcher,
and that brings
22,
up Austin Swayze. He had a great game against Siegel in the district championship game, that final game of the nightcap. He went 2-for-2 and got that rally going for Riverdale that claimed their district championship. Stone winds in the pitch. A strike called right at the knees. It's 0-1. Be an understatement to say both of these pitchers are dealing. Here's the wind by Stone and the 0-1 pitch. Fastball just a little outside. One ball, one strike.
Smyrna and Lincoln County underway. Smyrna's already batted. That's in softball. Still scoreless going to the bottom of the first.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swayze kind of swung maybe at a ball two there.
1996, the last time the Lady Bulldogs have played in the postseason.
Here's the wind and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Swayze goes down. And just like that, the second strikeout for Stone, and we've completed two. It's no score. Riverdale, Columbia. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good.
Inspired by you.
I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
All right, listen up.
You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
I'm not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza. With three Murfreesboro locations. On East Main, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
9-2 over Shelby.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS AM-FM is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osbert, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Lincoln County leads Smyrna 1-0 after one inning of play. Down in Lincoln County in softball, Riverdale still leads 9-2 in softball. And earlier today, Eagle Bowl defeated White House Heritage 2-0 in baseball. All of those scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. It's Holt, Holt, and then Slatton, the lineup here for the Columbia Lions, John.
Well, it's Hayden Holt, the shortstop, leading off against Jonathan King. He's really struggled tonight. He's given up one hit. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul out of play.
Well, the other guy's got a
no-hitter.
No-no going right now. Through two innings, which has taken, what, 15 minutes?
Yes. Here's the 0-1 pitch from King. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Brian, a similar game, Eagle. They had, Eagle scored their runs in the top of the seventh, didn't they?
Two runs, top of the seventh. Had to have them then. And
0-2 pitch, jammed him, and they're calling the foul ball, and I believe it is. I think it hit him, came off his leg. And the count remains, no balls, two strikes.
Brian Smith got the win in that game, John, and I'm sure they're watching the scores with interest out of Cascade. Cascade and Nashville Christian playing. The winner of that game will face Eagleville Wednesday.
0-2 pitch. swing and a miss. May have chased the ball. Going to have to throw him out, and they do. Strikeout number four for Jonathan King. Jonathan's winning the strikeout battle, though. He's got
four. Stepping to the plate for Columbia, the second baseman.
And it brings up Spencer Holt, the second baseman.
That's
are they twins? I think they're twins. Look at the size.
They sure do.
I think they are twins. They're identical. They could probably switch batting order if they wanted to. The pitch swung on, popped up. Shallow center. Stevens calling for it. Comes in a couple of steps and makes the catch for out number two. So two out here in the top of the third in a scoreless battle.
John, and the way this game is going here early, the slightest mistake by somebody could open a door, and you never know what can happen there. So you got to be on your toes offensively, defensively, pitching on the mound.
Slatton, the batter, takes a strike, 0-1. Slatton grounded to second in the first. He's 0-1.
Yeah, Jonathan is struggling a little bit. Faced one over the minimum and a single.
The 0-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball swung on. High chopper to second. Ball up with it. Throws across. In plenty of time for out number three. And Slatton grounds out to second for the second time of the game. No runs, no hits. Three up, three down for Mr. Jonathan King. We go to the bottom of the third. We're still scoreless. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS. It's Columbia at Riverdale.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
I've had so many people go, you did my senior portraits, you know, and now I want you to do my daughter. I want you to photograph my son. I love my portraits. They still look great on the walls, and I want them to have the same thing.
Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558.
Call us at Loveless, and we'll set up an appointment if you come for a visit. It's free. We'll give you a tour of the grounds and the gardens, 890-1558, right on Clark Boulevard between the U-Haul and MTSU.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you in part by IDST's Operators of Lightning's Locker Room, located at 910 Richley Road. Turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's. 30% off select Nike items at IDST's Lightning's Locker Room. This game moving along like lightning.
You're going to have to speed up your little ads there.
I'm sorry.
I'm already a pitch into it. 1-0 the pitch. Did he go? They say no, and it's two balls, no strikes.
It's Ayers, Trevathan, and Ball, 7, 8, and 9 here in the Riverdale third.
Thank you, Brian. I don't know what I'd do without you sometimes. Swung on. There's a pretty good hit to left field. Markham under it, though, and he's got it for out number one. So Ayers flies out. Hit that ball pretty well, Brian. Yeah, no, I guess you saw the article in the paper today about the pitchers, Schultz and Smith. And really good article, wasn't it?
Jonathan King. You know, baseball is such an interesting game in the fact that if you've got a shutdown guy like that and a pretty good defense, I mean, that's an important cog. It's more than just offense and defense, you know.
Trevathan takes a strike right on the outside corner, 0-1.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 6-0 after 3. Cascade leads Nashville Christian.
Here's the pitch. That one sails outside. One ball, one strike now to Trevathan.
The reason we're interested in that game is because Eagleville will play the winner of that one.
Trevathan coming in here batting 354. Swing and popped up left side. Third baseman Myers in foul ground right in front of Barry Messer. Makes the catch for out number two. So two away in the third. And brings up the second baseman, Trevor Ball.
Number six, Trevor Ball.
Brian, we can hardly get in conversation.
Well, I know it's kind of been speedy conversation. Snippets.
Stone. If I go to the concession stand, I'll miss half this game. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball, 1-0 from Hayden Stone. Tennessee signee, and he's got some good stuff. Around the plate, too. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the middle, 1-1 now to Ball.
Well, that fastball just drops right at the very end. It's a tough pitch.
Here's the wind of the pitch. Swung on, chopped to short. Up with it, Hayden Holt throws across, a little high, but in time to retire Trevor Ball. And that's the end of the third. No score. Brian Barrett's going to take over this next inning. You better listen closely because he might be gone before, you know, you even turn the radio back on. So stay with us. We're scoreless. It's Riverdale, Columbia.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and, in most cases, offer fast same-day service. Also, call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The time is now, Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
69 acres will be offered in six different tracts in Murfreesboro on Barfield Crescent Road, Saturday, May the 19th at 10 a.m. Again, the auction is on Barfield Crescent Road in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 19th, and 69 acres will be offered in six different tracts. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Woods Auction.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Brick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. And so far, Jonathan King has only given up one hit, but his counterpart has a no-hitter going right now. And he's going to have Dylan Myers lead off. And with the play-by-play story, here's Brian Barrett. Brian?
All right, John. Thank you very much. Myers steps out.
Trying to slow those guys down a little bit, I think.
Well, the pace has been rapid fire. King's first pitch swung on and fouled back this way. Jonathan King being caught by Austin Swayze. Had a young team last year. Of course, Freebus pitched in this game, which was the last game of his high school career, now at MTSU. 0-1 pitch from Jonathan outside on the breaker and missed.
You got to feel a little pressure. I mean, you know, this is the
got
game,
to
make or break it. And, you know, you've got your ace on the mound, but so do they. And every, like you said, every play, every hit is big.
Swung on. Another foul back this way. 1-2 now. Myers struck out back in the first, which just seems like minutes ago.
It was minutes ago.
We are in the top of the fourth. Wind in the pitch, swung on, fouled away again. We started this game at 6:56, and it's 7:25, and we're in the top of the fourth.
Of course, you also said if we're in the top of the 18th at scoreless, that would pretty much nullify anything we've said.
1-2, swung on and missed, and there is another strikeout for Jonathan King, who is wheeling and dealing, folks. He's got five strikeouts.
Cameron Bear,
who struck out in the first, he stands in now with one away on the board. Lincoln County leads Smyrna 1-0, going to the bottom of the second in softball on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
They started at 7 tonight? Is that what they did?
Yep.
Everybody's starting different times, and this one, of course, was scheduled to start at 6, but some rain factors, and they wisely held it up to 7.
First pitch was out in there for a strike, and the second swung on and missed by Cameron Bear.
Bear doesn't waste any swings, does he? I mean, he gives it everything he's got, every swing.
He has got a mean cut at it if he ever gets a hold of one. 0-2 upstairs from J.K. King, as soon as Swayze throws the baseball back to him, he's ready to go. He gets the sign. Now winds the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just got a piece of it.
Well, I personally love it. And I think if you're a pitching coach, you love it too, to see him work so quickly. Now, if it's causing you to not throw strikes, you sometimes want to calm him down a little bit, but it definitely hadn't affected King.
1-2 pitch swung on. Fly ball right field. Going back, giving chase is Thomas Brady, but it is well foul.
It's a good thing. That ball was hit pretty hard.
Kind of smoked that one down the line. I don't know if it went over the fence or not. Maybe hopped.
While you're doing the game, I'm going to draw a mustache red mustache on Tom Crager's picture.
Okay? Oh, okay.
There we go. How's
he
that
needs
look?
One. That looks great.
Looks Russian now, doesn't he?
Pitch just misses. 2-2.
So he needs a handlebar. Look, take
yeah,
handlebar
give him a little
mustache.
Handlebar mustache.
Yeah, there you go.
2-2 from Jonathan King. Swung on, fouled away. Bear with Hayden Stone taking his swings on deck. A few clouds. Saw a rainbow a little earlier today. 2-2 pitch is a chopper back over to Walker at first. He's going to keep it himself. Run over to the bag. And now two away. Three unassisted on that play, and that brings up Hayden Stone. A little bouncer to the shortstop. Back in the second inning. King has faced one over the minimum. His counterpart, Mr. Stone, who stands in, has had a three up, three down inning each time. Now Stone takes a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Right-handed batter Stone pitches that way too. This one inside and just misses. The umpire is kind of emphatic on the ball call as well, so you have to be careful. Wind, pitch, got him. Right on the outside corner, 1-2. New score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Shelbyville tacks on a run, 9-3 after six innings of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale, Shelbyville in softball. Two away, here's the 1-2 pitch from King. Swung on, liner caught by Walker over at first. What a great play. And 1-2-3 go the Columbia Lions. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth with your score still 0-0, Riverdale Columbia on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. We are hosting a Murfreesboro Magazine event May 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. The event is called The Art of Travel and will feature international art and photography, with the proceeds going to benefit the art programs at Oakland, Smyrna, and Eagleville High Schools. If you purchase a ticket in advance, you'll have a chance to win a luxury trip for two to Destin, Florida, in a private jet provided by Corporate Flight Management. Advance tickets are $25 and available at all First Bank locations in Rutherford County or online at MurfreesboroMag.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm agent Monty King bringing you the inning here. First pitch from Hayden Stone to Jonathan King. Misses outside. 1-0.
Feel a dinger here.
Wind the pitch. That's from, got the strike call.
Yeah, he's calling it
there.
He's calling it low, right at the knees, and that maybe been a little bit below the knee.
1-1 pitch. This one skips in.
Same pitch.
Stone working equally as fast as Jonathan King. King flied out to left center field. Pretty well hit, but high. 2-1 pitch, swung on. This one is well stroked, and it is going to fall for a base hit. He may have two. He's going for two. It's going to be a bang-bang play. Sliding, is he in there? Yes, sir. Jonathan King sliding into second base. We're going to have a courtesy runner, Watkins. Jonathan King, give him a double.
Did a good job of not trying to pull him. He just went the other way with him, which may be the way to attack him. And speaking of that, somebody that can go the opposite way about as well as anybody on this team is Thomas Brady, and he's up now.
Brady taking a few swings.
I told you Brady was hot, Brian. He's hitting 459.
Well, this would be a great time.
You could see maybe even a bunt here.
Watkins very speedy down there at second. One of the fastest base runners on the baseball team for Riverdale. First pitch, he did offer at it and did put the bat out there to bunt. They say he went 0-1.
You would really like the third baseman to cover this ball to get Watkins down there. Of course, he is really fast.
Watkins taking a pretty decent lead. Now it is bunted. Back to the pitcher. The throw is going to be to first. And Watkins does take third on the sack bunt. And the go-ahead run is down there at third base in Watkins for Ronnie Stevens, and only one away.
Well, what you want here now, Brian, is to make contact. They're going to bring the infield in. Now, this is respect for your pitchers, because they're going to bring the infield in here in the fourth inning, and knowing that one run might be enough. So Ronnie's got a chance here if he can just get a line drive or a base hit, sharp ground ball to get through the infield.
Watkins jumping around there at third, kind of bothering Stone a little bit. First pitch is outside. Stone giving up a leadoff double to Jonathan King here in the bottom of the fourth. A peek to third by Stone. He winds and deals. Fastball swung on left, right center field. Base hit. Grun scores. RBI single for Ronnie Stevens, and the Warriors are up 1-0.
Well, he did the right thing. Went the other way. Didn't try to pull him, and he just slapped a single into right field. And Riverdale's got that run that we were talking about.
After a very quiet first, second, and third inning, a double. And now, after a bunt, sack bunt, an RBI single, two hits in this fourth, puts Riverdale on the scoreboard 1-0. Stone's looking at Stevens over there at first. Now he winds and pitches to Drew Huff. And the strike is called right down Warrior Drive. Huff. Bouncer right back to Stone. It hit Stone. It was picked up by the second baseman who was helping to cover and retired by the throw to first. Fastball. Boy, that looks slow to me, but it's strike called. That looks like it's below the knees.
Yeah, it's tough to hit. I'll say that. You just really, that's a perfect location, especially if you're getting the strike call.
Stone ahead on the count 0-2. Here's the wind and the pitch. Runner is going. Shot to second. Throw to first. Is going to retire Huff there.
That spared the double play with having Stevens in motion. Kept him from turning two and gives another opportunity for a big, big insurance run out there. Taylor Walker coming to the plate.
Stevens is at second now.
Hit it hard.
With Walker. Line drive to short, his first time and last time up. First pitch to him is outside. Boy, and a great stop by there by Cameron Bear. Otherwise, Stevens would have taken an extra base. Walker batting 328 on the year. Looking at a 1-0 count. This one outside. I think runners at second really bother Stone. He has fallen behind Walker. And the first batter that I can remember he's fallen behind on. This pitch, same play, same result, outside and low.
Well, he was sailing along until the fourth, and they've roughed him up for a run on two hits. He's behind with Walker. Kind of a dangerous hitter to be behind on.
Walker has some options here on the 3-0 pitch. Strike called outside corner. We're at the reservation. Jones Field.
Everybody's supposed to holler charge after that.
3-1 pitch outside. Lost him. And runner takes third. Stevens sliding. And runners on the corners now for the Warriors and two out. And it looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner, I think. And a little chit-chat with Coach Pickle and the pitching staff, Hayden Stone.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tank Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
John, it is a final. Riverdale defeats Shelbyville 9-3. 9-3 the final. Riverdale softball will play on Wednesday.
So far, so good. We're 2-0.
2-0, and right now leading in this one. And middle of the third, Lincoln County leading Smyrna 1-0. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Looks like
Jason McNeil.
McNeil's running at first. I only saw seven, but it is 17. McNeil at first. Austin Swayze struck out in the second. Stands in here now with two out, two on, up 1-0. That downstairs pitch in there for a strike.
Is that what you're calling it now, the downstairs pitch?
Well, I don't know what else to call it. Have to hit that one out of the basement. But he's consistent. And the runner is going to take second. As soon as the ball was thrown, they never did even offer.
Well, he in there for he would have had him if he'd have turned and looked at him.
Yeah, because McNeil kind of held up. A weird stolen base there for him. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. Outside corner. Just misses. But you throw down. That throw down to second is tough because if it gets away, two runs score. Sometimes coaches just refuse to do that. 1-2 pitch. This one in the dirt. And now Swayze battled back after being down 0-2. Count is two balls, two strikes. Two out, two on. Deuces wild here in the bottom of the fourth. Stone a peek at third. Now here's the wind. The fastball pitch swung on. Chopper to first, but it is foul. Need to get that one over the first baseman's head, but Bear made a nice play over there, but it was in foul territory. Hits. There was a walk in there, and there was one left. So Riverdale puts one on the board on two hits, and Riverdale leads it after four innings, 1-0 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
Looking for a place to get advice on the right feed and supplies for your animals, but get frustrated shopping in the big box stores? This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. I guarantee you'll find anything you need for your pets and farm animals. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. The people you know. The people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Eagleville and Riverdale. Eagleville baseball, Riverdale softball winners. And scores in progress. Lincoln County leading Smyrna, going to the top of the fourth in softball, 1-0. Jonathan King's first pitch in to Matt Markham. Misses the mark. 1-0 is the count. Let's see. Tullahoma and Siegel in the third. This pitch just misses on the fastball. Siegel, Tullahoma 0-0 in the third. That's a baseball score. Wine, the 2-0 pitch from King, a shot right up the gut, and through for a base hit. Got past Ayers, who dove after it. But a leadoff single by the Columbia Lions by Matthew Markham.
Good start here for the Lions here in the top of the fifth.
We are at the top of the fifth. Two runs make that one run, two hits for Riverdale. No runs, two hits for the Lions of Columbia. First hit given up since the second inning by Jonathan King. Winding the pitch, this one high. King may have pitched away with that one. I think they thought Markham may be up to something over there at first. King looks up in that direction. Markham gets his lead there. Here's the pitch, bunted. Going to be a tough play for Jonathan. The throw to first, however, is easily made. Turns and pivots, makes the throw over to Taylor Walker on the sacrifice bunt. Markham will take second.
Good job there. Excuse me, Brian. Good job there by Baxter to get that runner in scoring position. Tying run at second with one out.
Ryan Baxter. Sacrifice bunt brings up Carter Bear. He struck out in the second. This pitch in there, and that was a beautiful pitch right there by Jonathan King.
Get through this inning, you'll have the bottom of the order. If you can get a couple more outs here, start off with a nine-hitter in the next inning.
Peek back at second by Jonathan. Here's the pitch, high and upstairs. 1-1. King, a big deep breath. Going to the well for more, and now sets and delivers. Curveball fouled back this way.
I'll be Rafferty. I've got the Comrex. Got it. I've got it covered. Too bad about you.
You're never going to let that poor boy live that down, aren't you?
He saved the Comrex. I could have been hit in the head.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And that is the sixth strikeout for Jonathan King. That one came at a very good time, two away. Signs now from Swayze coming in from the Riverdale dugout. Coach Barry Messer, who's walking the line over there. Here's the first pitch. Swung on, just got a piece of it, fouled away.
Oh, it was a great catch by Biggs over there, assistant coach Chris Biggs. Give him a blue star on that play.
And barehanded.
He grabbed it. Wow.
Got to pull that one out of the air.
Yeah, he's getting married soon. He'll get to where he'll dodge that. Future wife won't let him, you know, just duck, honey.
Hayden Holt, the batter, shortstop. 0-1. Yeah! This one in there, or did they give him the call? Oh, they say he just missed by a whisker. I personally thought it was a pretty good pitch.
So did 25 other people to your left.
The 1-1 pitch from King. Breaking ball high. Riverdale trying to keep that tying run down there at second. And they need to set Hayden Holt down here to do it. Wine, the pitch, swung on and fouled back this way, blistered it back this direction. Two balls, two strikes. Riverdale softball a winner. Congratulations to Jeff Breeden and Dennis Weaver and the Lady Warriors. Pitch swung on and missed, and the inning is over. The leadoff single means nothing. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jonathan King. No runs. There was a hit and one big lion left on base. Let's go to the sixth. Your score is, or bottom of the fifth, rather. Your score remains 1-0 Riverdale here on State Farm Prep Baseball. What is this? I'm confused.
It's baseball.
It's
you're
baseball.
Doing, you're doing really well.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. We'll be back.
With us now, Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial near the Thompson Lane intersection. Tell us about your catering.
Call me at 907-1840. We cater to any size group. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
And don't forget their famous baked potatoes.
We get a lot of compliments on our potatoes. They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want.
Stop by and see Mike at Rick's Barbecue on Memorial by the VA. The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Hayden Stone kicks and fires after the 0-1 pitch, and chasing another one here is Trevin Ayers, and he is behind on the count 0-2, fly to left center field, back in the third. It's Ayers, Trevathan, and Ball. Speaking of Ball, that's the next pitch thrown by Hayden Stone. Both of these pitchers work at a fast clip, and it's almost impossible to get in any information in. 1-2 from Stone, swing and a miss. And down goes Trevin Ayers, the third strikeout for Hayden Stone. Brings up Joey Trevathan, who popped to the third baseman back in the third inning. We are still shy of the 1 hour mark from the first pitch. And here in the bottom of the fifth, Stone winds and deals. Bunt was on. Stone going to pick it up after a couple of bounces. Pitch it over to Bear at first. And two away now.
I don't know if that one run may be. May hold up if Jonathan King can mow him down for two more innings, but both these pitchers are as good as advertised.
I'd like a little State Farm insurance myself. Wind the pitch from Stone right down the middle. Fastball blistered in to Trevor Ball. Chopper to short his last time up.
That ball just drops, doesn't it? It's just,
boy.
Kind of like a
it looks so good
old-fashioned curveball, really, but it just has a total drop.
Coming in there to Trevor Ball. He swung and missed on that one. Wind the pitch. This one misses the outside corner. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and the inning is complete. Two strikeouts in the inning for Hayden Stone. 1-2-3 go the Warriors here in the fifth. We are headed to the sixth, friends, with Riverdale leading Columbia 1-0 here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Just a little information from Tom Crager tweeting this info out. Pitcher Jonathan King has thrown 62 pitches and Hayden Stone 46 pitches in this game, John, which is about 4 minutes shy of an hour.
Hayden Stone, 46 pitches and probably 38 of them have been strikes. Jonathan King has the lead, however, 1-0 as we go to the top of the sixth. Two more chances for Columbia, and Jonathan King makes six more outs. One run, two hits, no errors for Riverdale. No runs, two hits, no errors for Columbia. It's a great line score. Here's the first pitch, a strike call right at the knees, 0-1.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update going to the top of the fifth. Smyrna still trails Lincoln County 1-0 on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in softball.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Way out in front was Spencer Holt. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Heath Slatton, and then Dylan Myers here in the sixth. 1-0 Riverdale. Here's the wind from King and the 0-2 pitch. Strike three called. Strikeout number 8, folks. And Spencer Holt is the strikeout victim.
For Columbia,
and that brings up Heath Slatton, who has grounded to second twice, 0-2.
Regardless of how this game turns out, which I hope is a Cardinal and gold victory, I think there's no question who our player of the game is.
Here's the wind in the pitch. The ball down low, 1-0. Well, he's got a double, and he's pitched a shutout. I'd have to say in 8 strikeouts, I'd have to say good chance it's going to be Jonathan King. This score holds. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Took a little something off there and dropped it low. One ball, make that 2 balls, no strikes. 1-0 Warriors trying to advance and actually guarantee them a game on Friday as well as Wednesday. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball 3 to Slatton.
Well, we just want the streak to end. John, 8 AAA has had 7 AAA's number in this region tournament the last 2 years.
Here's the 3-0 pitch. There's a strike, and it's 3-1. Slatton hit a couple of ground balls earlier in this game, but ball handled. Here's the 3-1. Strike 2 called, and that was close. That barely nipped it. I don't know that Heath Slatton necessarily agreed with that pitch. Here's the 3-2. Walked it. And a walk after a strikeout, and that is the first walk given up by Jonathan King tonight. Brings up Dylan Myers, the second baseman. Struck out in the first, struck out in the fourth. He's 0 for 2.
Well, he might as well make it 3 for 3.
Yeah, he isn't wearing the golden sombrero yet, but if he strikes out here, he will be. Myers steps in there. Let's see if he's bunting. Good possibility. No, swinging away. Pops it up. King points. Swayze lost it, but it's out of play. In fact, it was way out of play.
Like the wind may have kind of carried that one a little bit. It looked like it was going to stay in the park there, John, but kind of carried on out of here.
Yeah, those wispy clouds will do it every time.
Oh, these aren't wispy.
0-1. Throw over, runner back. I think there's about a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, isn't there?
I think slight chance. Rest of the week looks really good, though.
Here's the stretch. Check of the runners, the 0-1 pitch. That one just missed. One ball, one strike now to Dylan Myers. Slatting it first, one out. Riverdale leading 1-0 in the top of the sixth.
Had some nice rains this weekend, really kind of settled things down a little bit, cleaned the air out.
A good rain, too. Here's a swing and a pop-up left side. Drew Huff, Swayze, looking, but out of play. And the count goes 1-2. I guess There have been two hits, but I would have to say the Ryan Baxter single in the second was the hardest hit ball, although really the one to center field in the second, that was by Markham to Stevens, was maybe the best hit ball off of him. It was an out, but the best contact.
It's the deepest part of the field, too, about 360 mark.
Throw over, runner back. That is Slatton, the leadoff hitter. Had a one-out walk. The stretch. Now the 1-2 pitch. Runner going. Ball throw down. He is going to be out. Well, that was a great throw. I had to wait. The umpire was waiting as well. And a stolen. That was a golden opportunity. And he is caught stealing on a great throw by Austin Swayze. It wasn't a great pitch, too. The ball was low and outside. And Swayze had to go out and get it. But what a nice throw. Two out now, nobody on. May have been the play of the game. And strike three called.
Wow.
And the inning is over on the ninth strikeout from Jonathan King. No runs, no hits. There was a walk, and nobody left. Raced on the caught stealing. We're going to the bottom of the sixth, folks. It's still Riverdale 1, Columbia nothing. It's State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Meat and Three, open on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion, and also open for lunch on Middle Tennessee Boulevard next door to Kroger. The Cedar Bucket.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. Online at TOA.com.
And Hayden Stone starts Jonathan King off with a ball here in the bottom of the sixth. King, 1-for-2. Fly out in a double and scored the only Riverdale run. Well, actually, the pinch runner did. That was Wilkerson, I believe. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, bouncer up the middle and through for a base hit. So another single for King here in the sixth. The third Riverdale hit, and he has two of them. Kind of still solidifying that player of the game role, isn't he?
Well, you know, it may be a little early, but I think he's got a firm grip.
So far, so good, right? I'm sorry, I called him Wilkerson. This is DJ Watkins running. Pinch runner. Brady may be up there bunting again. He did that in the fourth perfectly on a 1-3 sacrifice. Watkins with a short lead right now. Stone with a pitch. There's a strike call. That same call has been right there at the knees all night long for Stone, 0-1.
John, Eagleville Cascade rematch on Wednesday as Cascade beats Nashville Christian 11-0 in a Mercy Rule game. So Cascade, Eagleville Wednesday, region finals.
And Brady bunts it foul. He's in the hole, 0-2. A big insurance run out there, and DJ Watkins for Riverdale. A little insurance would be nice. Brady steps back in there. See if he's still bunting with two strikes. Brady loves to go the opposite way, and they're holding the runner. There's a big hole between first and second. The 0-2 pitch. He is bunting, and he misses it, and it's a strikeout. Strikeout number 5 for Stone, and brings up Ronnie Stevens, the center fielder.
We haven't really talked about the crowd, John, but this is maybe one of the best baseball crowds I've seen in a long time.
It's packed, and up in the upper deck up there that everybody loves to stand. And
well, there are bleachers on both sides of the dugouts, too, and they're full.
Capacity crowd, people standing behind us. Good pitching matchup will do that. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1 now to Ronnie Stevens, who is driven in the only run of this game. drove in Watkins in the fourth. 1-0 Riverdale. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Watkins gets his lead. Stone checks him, and the pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Way out in front was Ronnie Stevens on that one. Ronnie's also stolen a base tonight. He's in the hole here, 0-2 now. Two great pitchers dueling it out tonight, and Riverdale on the front end of a 1-0 score right now. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Runner not going. It's outside the ball. 1-2. Braves were tied with Cincinnati 1-1. That was in the fifth. Riverdale winner in softball tonight, 9-2. Siegel scoreless with Tullahoma. That was in the third, our last count on our Jennings and Harris Funeral Home scoreboard. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Stone. Into the dirt. It gets away. Watson's going to go down to second. Wild pitch.
Get it up, brother.
And going down to second is Watkins. That changes the complexion of this inning a little bit. 2-2, 1-1. And that was as good as a bunt. Watkins with the lead down at second.
Go, Ronnie.
A 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Stevens reaching there, and it's a strikeout. Strikeout number 6 for Stone, so he's reaching back for a little something extra and gets the second out of the inning. If the Warriors are going to get an insurance run here in this game, it's going to be up to Drew Huff, who's grounded to off the first baseman's leg to the second baseman and also grounded to second. He's 0-2. So you might say he's due. Right-handed batter steps in there. Stone checks Watkins down at second. Pitch to the plate. Did he go? Throw down. He is going to be safe. Stolen base, Watkins. Lions kind of thought they had him. He's down there at third with two out. The pitch was a ball, 1-0. Don't forget to join us for the Prentice also Heating Air postgame show coming up right after this game. Hopefully we'll be talking about a Riverdale victory. They lead 1-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Three more outs for Jonathan King to get. They've out hit the Lions 3-2. Here's the pitch. Did he go? Yes, he did that time. Tried to hold back. It's 1-1.
Jennings and Ayers.
Excuse me, Brian.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Siegel 1, Tullahoma nothing. Siegel leading Tullahoma 1-0 in that game. I don't know the inning. I know they were in the third a long time ago.
Yeah, so I'd say it's probably the fifth, probably. Pitch is in the dirt. Good stop there by Bear. 1-2 to the cleanup hitter, Drew Huff.
They played five at Lincoln County, and it's Smyrna still trailing Lincoln County 1-0. Lincoln County got that one run in the first, and they held on from there.
1-0 here. Riverdale, here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he struck out the side after the leadoff single. That's strikeout number 7 for Stone. No runs, no hits. I'll make that one hit and one left. We're going to the top of the seventh, last chance for the Columbia Lions. Jonathan King trying to hold him here. It's Riverdale 1, Columbia nothing.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Sir Pizza, with three Murfreesboro locations, brings you this half inning. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download and listen to recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors our podcast online.
Crowd giving Jonathan King some encouragement as we start the seventh. Swing and a miss by Cameron Bear. This guy scares me, Brian. He takes a ferocious cut.
Well, they're one hit away with him at that cut of tying it.
Breaking ball in there for a strike. He's in the hole 0-2. Three more outs to get. Bear, Stone, and Markham. The two make that the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. So it's the meat of the order for the Lions. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball just missed and high. 1-2. I love the crowd. They're
into it now.
Strike on every pitch. 1-0 Riverdale. We're in the top of the seventh. The line in the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball struck him out. Strikeout number 10. That's right, 10 for Jonathan King. And there's one away and brings up Hayden Stone, who has grounded to short. The line to first. He's 0 for 2.
Did you say 10?
10.
Wow. Just another reason that Alan Loveless really may have to give him a little award tonight.
Here's the pitch, high ball. 1-0.
Be sure to tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. And coming up, the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show. Straight ahead.
Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch from King. Swung on, popped him up. Swayze doesn't know where it is, but it's out of play. He hit that one a mile high. 1-1. I thought Chris Biggs was going to run over there and kiss that one, but no, he's caught a line drive. He's already impressed the crowd once already. Two more outs to get for King here. 1-1. Here's the wind in the pitch. Breaking ball at a beauty, but it misses outside. 2-0. Hayden Stone, who's pitched a masterpiece himself, is the batter. Here's the 2-1. That one's high. 3-0. Come on, Jonathan. Don't want to walk anybody here. The wind in the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up, right side, out of play, and the count will go full. 3-2. I'm starting to feel a little pressure, aren't you, Brian?
I'm feeling it. You can feel the whole place tense up, and I hope Jonathan's still playing loose out there.
1-0 Riverdale. King trying to win and pitch a shutout. Swung on, popped up right side. Ball going back. He's under it. He's got it. Crowd number 2. 2 away in the 7th. One more out for Jonathan King. It's Matthew Markham, who splied out and had a single in the 5th. He's 1-2. And the last hope for the Columbia Lions, and let's keep it in the ballpark. Markham, a right-handed hitter. 2 out in the 7th. King standing there waiting for it. Said, come on, bring it. Here we go. Here's the wind and the pitch to the right-handed batter. Strike call, 0-1. 1-3-0 for Riverdale. 0-2-0 for Columbia. King needs one more out. The sign from Swayze, the 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed.
Wow.
Wish I had a radar gun on that one. 0-2 the count. 2 out. Top of the 7th. 1-0 Riverdale. 1 strike away from advancing to Wednesday night. Here's the 0-2. Get into the dirt. Try to get him to chase one. It's a ball and 2 strikes. What a masterpiece both of these guys have pitched. King with the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, fly ball. Fouled out of play. 1-2. They haven't really gotten around on him at all tonight, with the exception of the one shot in the third inning, I believe. No, I make that the second inning.
And it was this guy.
Yep. Pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. King with a little smile on his face. Kind of knew he got away with a... Well, he just got that and got left his hand wrong or something. Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Maybe tried to strike him out that time. And the count is full. 3-2. Dangerous hitter at the plate. The number 5 hitter, Matthew Markham. calls time. Now he steps back in. King's ready already. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That just missed. Inning stays alive as Markham draws the walk. Second walk by King to go with 10 strikeouts. And Columbia still alive. Ryan Baxter, the batter, singled and sacrificed. He's 1-for-1. And, Brian, that just kind of makes the tension just a little bit greater now.
Yes, indeedy.
Thanks for that tremendous color.
I'm tense.
Two out. I know you are. You're into it, aren't you? Pitches a ball inside. Barry Messer shouting out words of encouragement, we think.
I'm sure it's encouraging.
It's encouraging. One ball, no strikes. The left-hander at the mound. Kicks and fires. Swung on, fouled away, out of play. And it's a ball and a strike now to Ryan Baxter. Bear would be next. We don't want to see him, though, Brian.
Nope.
We definitely don't want to see Carter Bear here.
Well, that one really broke something.
A ball and a strike to Baxter. Markham with a lead. I don't really think King's too worried about him at the moment. Checks the sign from Swayze. The stretch, check of the runner, 1-2. Make that 1-1. It's now 1-2 as that curveball goes in there for a strike, 1-2.
Well, that was a pretty pitch right there. I don't think he was expecting it because he's been throwing the heat here lately. Maybe come in with a fastball now.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three called. The Warriors win. Baxter caught looking on the 11th strikeout of the night, and Jonathan King just pitched the game of his life as he wins 1-0 over Columbia in a game that took less than 90 minutes to play out. 1-0 our score. Riverdale wins it.